ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which a lot of people ask. And that question is this: what are the different categories of Shia? As you know, the Shia, they can be categorized in different groups. It's not true, and it's not proper for us to just lump everybody who calls himself a Shia into one big group, right? This is wrong, as we'll see when we examine the hadith related about this topic. And as we'll see, these categories of Shias they form a hierarchy, so not all of them are at the same level. Let's look at one hadith narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam regarding this topic. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The Shia are of three types. One type who loves us and shows affection towards us." So this first group of Shia are those who, they simply love the Imams. They show their affection towards them. They don't have any personal motives in their attachment to the Imams. No, they love them because of their virtues, and you know, they show their affection to them in their servitude to them. However that, you know, display of affection might be. In continuation, the Imam said, "The other type is he who adorns himself through us." This second group might be a reference to a group of people who might attach themselves to the Imams in some way, because they, in and of themselves, they might, for example, they might be of a lower social status, they might be poor, or for some reason, they might not have respect in society, so somehow they attach themselves to the Imams in some way. Like, let's say that, for example, they are people who recite the eulogies of the Imams or poetries of the Imams, or they might be, you know, for example, like I am, a seminary student who is attached to the Imams in this way. And in this way, the person might acquire a certain social status and dignity and respect because of his attachment to the Imams. So this is another group of people, and the Imam says, "And we will serve as an adornment for whoever adorns himself through us," meaning the person who does this. Now, regardless of whether this is for good reasons or bad reasons, we can debate that. But a person who attaches himself to the Imams in this way will be dignified, and it will become an adornment for this person. And finally, the third group is this. "And the third type seeks to cheat people and enrich himself in our name," right? So this person, he might be using the name of the Imams, alayhi wasalam, to gain something worldly as a result. Now that could be power, it could be wealth, it could be money, it could be any number of reasons, right? What is the result of this? The Imam says, "And whoever does this will be impoverished," meaning the person will not attain the result he is seeking to attain by attaching himself to the Imams for this purpose. You know, he will remain poor, no matter how much he tries to acquire wealth through this attachment to the Imams. All right, so these are these three groups, and we can use this hadith to assess which group we are in. As you can see, they form a hierarchy. The best is, the most superior is the first group, and the most inferior is the last group, and the second one is somewhat situated in between the two. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the categories and groups of Shia in light of the hadith of the Imams alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.